Be turning to Luke chapter 8. One of the paragraphs in this prayer and power conference says, during this conference, there's never going to be any attempts to motivate you emotionally. We're not very much into soul manipulation. You know, I used to be real good at that. I know how to do that. I was a positive thinker type person for many years, and I absorbed all those things. And I used to teach real estate and pump up the agents and how to go out and get the listings and get the sales. I know how to do that kind of thing. But see, at your core, you're not a soul. Your soul is really supposed to be the servant of your spirit. We're here to build you up in your spirit, teach you how to take that soul, make it step down from the throne of your life, so you can be led by the Spirit of the living God, and the soul be the servant that it's supposed to be. So even when it comes to offerings, we're not trying to manipulate you or pump you up or get you excited or threaten you or bribe you. You know, God will heal you if you give so much. That's poppycock. Come on. Please. You know, let's leave the kindergarten this week. You know, but in Luke chapter 8, I love this particular, I love it all. But we don't get many glimpses behind the scenes of Jesus' ministry. Normally what you see is he's out front and he's teaching and healing the sick and doing miracles. And that's mainly what you see. But you know, even in Jesus' time, do you know it took money? You know? And this is one of those rare times when we really get to see how his ministry was funded. How did it happen? You know, nothing in God's word is by accident. How many of you know God's pretty smart? He could arrange anything any way he wants to in order to teach us what he's like. Don't you find it interesting that the ministry of Jesus on earth was not supported by tithes? He was not of the tribe of Levi. There is no way that he could qualify to receive the tithe, and that's just probably coincidence. But and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching. I'd be glad we're doing more of the second part of this. Preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. So now get the picture. He had an entourage of at least 12. They traveled with him. It was a traveling ministry. You know, we traveled here from Oklahoma. We had to spend money for gas and food and lodging, and they had to do the same. Well, maybe not gas. Had to feed the camels or the donkeys or whatever it was, you know. But there's expenses to ministry. I don't know how many traveled with him. And notice certain women. Now notice it wasn't just any women. These had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. That's all kinds of sicknesses. You know, these were people that had been touched by his ministry. And particularly, we're not told details about any of them except one. One of them was Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. You ever meditate on her very much? You know, I wonder what her life was like before Jesus came to town. You know, some say she was a prostitute. Some say, you know, we're not told a lot. But if this woman was possessed of seven devils, her life was probably a living hell until the Master came. And once he came, set her free. When she came to give into his offering, do you think she was thinking about a hundredfold return? Do you think she was sowing a seed to meet her need? See, in the kingdom of God, heart motivation is everything. Why you do what you do means everything. You know, a person can give just trying to impress the person next to them, you know. You lose your reward, you know. Well, why were these women giving? Because they knew the ministry of Jesus. They knew what they were like before he came. They knew how He affected them and how free they are. And they are going to do their best to get Him to the next city. Let's get Him to the next village. There's more people just like us that got to be healed and delivered. And let's get Him on to the next city. I can't read this passage without thinking about Sue and I back in 1980. I remember the Happy Hunters. How many of y'all remember them, the Happy Hunters? You know, I just loved them. I remember her testimony. She said she had the hardest time getting saved because she couldn't believe she was a sinner. Sue and I can't relate to that. We were really good at sinning. We should have taught classes on. We knew we were sinners. We knew that there was no hope for us. We were just on our way to hell and trying to have the best time we could on the way there, you know. And then, you know, God sends this little preacher. It's 30 years later. He sends this little preacher with hardly two nickels to rub together, driving the ugliest car I'd ever seen in my life. I know his shoes were holy because I saw holes in both of them. As he walked away, literally, he did. Little shiny bottom suit probably came from Salvation Army, and there's nothing wrong with that, I'm just saying. Sends this little guy just because he loved us. He knew I was never going to darken a church door again if I was left on my own, so he sends this little preacher after me, and he wasn't after our money. God found a pure one, and he sent him after us. And boy, we got saved. Can you tell? Can you tell? Never been back to the bars, and that whole life has no interest for us, nothing at all. You know, it's been Jesus ever since. Well, nobody had to teach us to give to Michael. That's the name of the guy that came after us, Michael Muccio. Nobody had to bribe us with a hundredfold return and teach us, you know. And God's nature is to give. God loves and He gives, and He so loved you, He gave His only begotten Son. And when we got saved, we felt like these people. We knew before we saw our way to hell, and now we're on our way to heaven. What can we do to help, you know? And we wanted Michael to get in. We wanted him to be everywhere. We wanted him to take that same message. He had a prison ministry, and we didn't have a lot of money, but nobody had to tell us. Our heart was so thankful to be saved. How do we get him to the next place? How do we get you into that prison? When we give tonight, every person here, you have your own story of how he found you, how he saved you. Just like was said during the worship, we can never repay him. But boy, we can serve him. We can have thankful, grateful hearts like these women. And it wasn't just Mary. It wasn't just the down and outers. Let me finish the verse here, the passage. Look at verse 3. So Mary Magdalene would be like one extreme. But look, Joanna, who was she? She was the wife of Chuza. Well, who is that? That's King Herod's steward. The wife of the man who stewards the money of the king. Reckon she had any means? I imagine she did, and yet that ministry of Jesus reached her too. It's not just for the down and outers. Do you know the rich need to be saved just like the poor? And he reached them all. And she was in the same camp. She was just as thankful for her salvation and wanting to help. But these, Mary, Joanna, and notice, and Susanna, and many others. There was a lot of them. Which ministered unto him of their substance. Listen, we're about to take up an offering tonight. And I know Sue and I have been in, especially in the early days, we've been in offerings where we could heart. We just put in pocket change one time. That's really all we had, put in pocket change. But boy, our heart was right. You may be in that condition tonight. I'll never forget what he said to me that night, that all we could give was some change that we had. He says, son, the day will come when you'll be able to give what's in your heart and not what's in your hand tonight. That tells me he was looking on our heart. He's doing the same thing tonight. When you give, heart motivation is everything. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you that you saved me. Use this to save and teach and bless and deliver somebody else. Amen? Amen. Ushers, if you'll come forward, you can make checks payable to GCC. Online, by the way, it's my understanding that there's a donation page at the website. If you would like, I know you can't give physically here, but around the world, if you'd like to participate in this offering, it's all for free, you know that, but if you would like to participate, you can do that online. Let me offer up a prayer. Father, you heard what was spoken. I didn't threaten anybody. I didn't bribe anybody. Father, we didn't use any tactics to motivate them in their soul, Father. We just reminded them of your mercy and of your grace and of your goodness. Father, we want to give out of pure hearts children who are so thankful to be saved. Father, we know that you'll use this. Take these loaves and fishes. Take what we can offer here tonight, Lord, and multiply it with that ability you have. Cause it to multiply and feed the multitudes around the world the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, bless every person in Jesus' name. Amen.